Lupa kuat kata Adnan luat suka Dalai pakuat kata Meow! Hello, NeuroMarvies. I hope everyone is having an autastic day. We are in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis, so we're all at home. I think I saw someone, it was like a day or two ago, saying 41st day in quarantine. So people are getting a little antsy, but that's sort of another subject. What I want to address today is adult autism, particularly in females and non-binary people who consider themselves, well, obviously if they're non-binary, they don't have a binary gender, but anyway, the subject is about masking. Whether masking is what has allowed us as autistic women to get by in life, to pass as either neurotypical or as someone with a whole other diagnosis or more than one diagnosis, which is the case with me. And I know that some women camouflage or mask their neurodiversity in different ways and with degrees of success. I'm sure some women are a lot better at it than others. Some women actually want to remain clearly different and approach it that way. And then there are women who want to completely blend in, so they mask heavier. I think it's probably, if you live in society, impossible to not camouflage to a certain degree, because even neurotypical people mask. I mean, if someone neurotypical goes to a job interview, are they going to put their game face on and do it that way? Or are they going to act like they did at the party they went to the night before? So everyone does it. It's a survival skill. It's a literal survival skill too, because if you've noticed, animals in the wild who get injured act like they're not injured. They act like they're not in pain because they don't want to draw attention to themselves and get eaten. So same thing here, metaphorically speaking. People want to, whether they're autistic or not, you know, a lot of people want to have friends and relationships of different kinds and jobs and everything that a neurotypical sort of takes for granted. Not all neurotypicals. I realize that there are a lot of NTs out there who struggle very much for their own reasons. So I know people have different opinions on this. Some may say, well, if you're able to mask so efficiently to the point where nobody even knows you're autistic or on the spectrum, then how bad can it be? How challenging can your diagnosis or your condition be to you and to your everyday life if you can keep it quiet, if you can be on the down low about it and in the closet per se? And a lot of women who are adult women and who are high functioning or who function who are high functioning in certain dimensions of their autism would say it comes at a cost. You put your mask on, you put your game face on when you are around people, when you're outside, when you're, you know, or some people even do it around their own family and around their partners, but when you're alone and you decompress, and you're able to completely be yourself, you can go into a meltdown or a shutdown. You can be drained and exhausted and wondering how the hell you made it through work or how you made it through being a mom or acting neurotypical. So I think functioning levels kind of run the gamut too, if you look at the dimensions of autism rather than just saying high functioning because the kid spoke before a certain age and the kid's IQ is above 70, and low functioning because there was a speech delay and the kid's IQ was under 70. There are different pieces to that that must be examined. I may have mentioned on another podcast that there was a speaker. So it was someone who got up and spoke and did the circuit of conferences about autism and about being on the spectrum, about being an adult on the spectrum. And I don't know if the conferences were specifically for adults. I have been on YouTube and I've seen conferences that were done specifically with adult women in mind, which was nice. But there's a woman telling the story of a man who was a successful speaker at these events. And she found him, I think it was before he had to go up and speak, balled up in the fetal position outside of her door in the green room area where she was getting her hair and makeup done. And I heard another woman talk about a female speaker who did the circuits and who got up and spoke and presented beautifully, and who said that that woman needed to have a care provider on hand. So she needed someone to help care for her, and it was a professional who is used to helping autistic people. It's very serious. You don't become not autistic just because a part of you happens to be higher functioning. And then, of course, it's also going to depend on the day. And what if you have comorbidities, anxiety and depression, OCD and other things? That's going to come into play as well. What if you're going through a normal period of stress or grief in your life? You know, that's also going to come into play. So for anyone to say, oh, if a woman can mask, then how bad can her challenges be? I would say it depends on the woman and it depends on her circumstances. And it depends on on what snapshot, you know, it's all a snapshot. If you take a look at a woman and you see her appearing high functioning, that's a snapshot in her life. That's not her whole life. But generally, you hear these complaints from males, or at least me, every time I've heard a complaint like that being voiced, so to speak, on YouTube in the comments or whatever. It's these teenage boys who are sort of raised around other autistics going, you know, you women are complaining because your autism is not being picked up and you're feeling invalidated for that. Well, why don't you consider yourselves lucky that you're able to do that? You know, that you're able to pass, because people like us, we grew up in the system because we were not able to pass, because we had really obvious struggles. And I think those voices are valid too. That experience is valid as well. So it's just too bad that it can get kind of sort of catty and snippy or whatnot. But such is YouTube. So that's masking. There's another community that uses the word masking, but it's usually the quote unquote victims of narcissistic abuse. So they say that the narcissist in question, or the person with NPD, person first language would be the person with narcissistic personality disorder, that they wear a mask. But in that case, I think the implication is they're wearing a mask because A, they don't know who they are because they have their core self that's completely hidden and inactive, and then their false self, which is the self that's active in the world. Plus, they're wearing a mask because they want to take advantage of people more effortlessly. That's not the kind of mask people are referring to when they talk about autistic women and girls and autistics in general who are capable of trying to camouflage or camouflaging their autistic traits. So it would be great to know what your experiences are with your own masking. If you feel that you've been masking for a while, sometimes you can mask and not even know that that's what you've done your whole life because your self-awareness just isn't there. You're just, until you're diagnosed and going to therapy or doing introspection, you're not able to sit down and say, hey, I've been acting like somebody else my whole life. I've been doing this mechanically my whole life, so to speak, or you know, it's not an organic process. When I've been using a script to communicate with people in a neurotypical sounding way and not even realizing that that's what I've been doing. Or I've been watching other people's body language. Sometimes they do observe like an anthropologist and they do it that way. But sometimes it's just because they've had enough years where they know what to do to blend in. So masking is actually a pretty intricate subject. And I may do another episode on it, but for now, I guess that's pretty much all I have to say. And it's a fascinating subject because, like I was saying before, I really believe that everyone masks to a certain degree. Otherwise, you would have people in festival clothes going to job interviews, or you know, you would have people in business suits with a serious attitude going on a first date, you know, meeting up with a date that they met through Match.com or whatever it is, you know what I mean? So everyone does it, but when you're not neurotypical, it's a matter, I think more a matter of blending in and surviving than if you are neurotypical. So please let me know your thoughts. Stay neuromarvelous and have an autistic day. Meow. Anupa gelat kata at manua suka. Alay pa gelat kata.